And as you probably know, between Hometown Sunday Morning and the Breakfast Club here on Robin Hood Radio, we make it a point to open up our airwaves to people to come on the air and talk about what they do, why they do it, and where they do it. And that does include, including the political season, candidates for different offices. It doesn't matter who you are, what party you represent. This radio station is here for you to get across your message. And we're going to do that again this morning. We're going to meet somebody that I have not met before, except for a few minutes ago on the telephone, and that is Linda Murray. And we'd like to welcome Linda to Robin Hood Radio this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just have to say I'm really pleased about the weather, because when you're out at train stations at 5 a.m. To meet people in your district and the weather is cooperating, it makes it for a much more pleasant experience.
Well, I empathize, because years ago, about 7 years ago, as an unaffiliated contestant, I ran in a Board of Education, and I'm a subscriber to the old-fashioned theory. Yeah, I did put up about 18 or 20 signs, but I visited about 600 homes in a matter of a month on top of my job. And so I know exactly what it's like to be out there, because you have to be out there to meet people and to understand people and to let people know that you're out there. So I understand that. I know, I realize that you're probably going to have very sore ankles and legs by the time it's all over.
And a very, very tired car.
That's exactly right.
I put one car in the grave already. So I'm hoping that my other car is going to hold up.
All right. Well, Linda, you are running for Supreme Court Justice, and you are actually going to be serving, if you win, at a portion of our listening area. It's Dutchess, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Westchester counties. And let's talk a little bit about your background. You're running for Supreme Court Justice. You are obviously on the Republican. I see the independents and the conservative lines.
Yes, I'm really proud of that. And I will tell you, Marshall, I earned every single one of those lines. So there was no walk in the park with any one of those lines. I interviewed. I worked very hard to earn every one of those three lines. So it was a long, long process, and at the end of the day, I'm so proud to have received all three of those lines, and I'm the only one that will be on the ballot with three lines on Tuesday.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, and then we'll get into the reasons why you're running for Supreme Court Justice in that district in New York. A little bit about your background, how you decided to get into law, and how that developed to where you are right now.
Okay, yeah, wonderful. Well, I was born and raised in Dutchess County, and the seat that I'm running for is actually a vacant seat. Judge Christine Sproul is retiring at the end of this year, and it creates a vacancy. So even though the seat is in Dutchess County, it still covers five counties. So I still have to campaign in all five counties. It being in a vacant seat in Dutchess, and me being born and raised in Dutchess County, it was natural for me to want to run for this particular seat, because I'm raising my family here. And all of my close family relatives are here in Dutchess County. But I actually graduated from Pine Plains High School, if you have any listeners out there.
Oh, yes, we do.
So a small farming town I graduated from, and I started working when I was 14 years old at a local diner as a dishwasher. I worked my way through high school as a three-season all-star athlete. I worked my way through SUNY Binghamton. I was the short order cook in the mess hall, and I worked my way through law school, and I haven't stopped working. And I'm going to bring that same work ethic to the bench. Right out of law school, I started working at the Queens County District Attorney's Office, which was quite an honor, because I was one of 25 out of 2,500 applicants who applied that year. So I was in the top 1% to be selected. and it was there that I prosecuted violent felony offenses for 7 years. I did thousands of cases before the grand jury. I did hundreds and hundreds of adversarial suppression hearings before Supreme Court judges and dozens of violent felony trials before Supreme Court judges. And that's all relevant because Supreme Court, for those who don't know, is the highest trial court of unlimited jurisdiction in New York State. So it's not the highest court in New York, but it's the highest trial court of unlimited jurisdiction in New York State. So I have tremendous amount of trial experience. And then when it was time to have a family, my husband and I moved back to Dutchess County, and we began raising our family. We have two beautiful children. I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. So I am the working mom, and I'm the working travel soccer mom because I've been a coach for travel soccer coach for 6.5 years, which I had to put on hold with all of this campaign. I started into private practice, doing work again, all before Supreme Court judges, municipal work representing towns and municipalities all throughout Dutchess County, and doing civil litigation and appeals, doing appeals as well as criminal defense work. So that brought me into the local courts, and I was in court one day after doing a hearing, and the judges asked me into their chambers, and I was asked by the judges in Poughkeepsie City Court if I would be their court attorney. So I wasn't looking for a change in job, but they really liked my work, and they asked me to be their court attorney, which is their confidential legal advisor, and I've been the confidential legal advisor for the past 9.5 years to not one judge, but 4 different judges over the past 9.5 years in Dutchess County's busiest court, Poughkeepsie City Court.
All right, we're speaking once again with Linda Murray, who's running for Supreme Court Justice, and it's interesting. It's a juxtaposed position, and I think this might worry some people. And I'll ask you what you think about it, about the running for a Supreme Court justice via vote, as opposed to being appointed. Some people would think that running for Supreme Court justice by vote brings party play into it. But I'm not necessarily one of those people. I'm a pretty liberal person, but I would figure that if you give enough people a chance to vote, once the person is elected, the position is not a political position.
No, it's not at all. And frankly, when I began this process, it was counterintuitive to run on a political line. It just didn't seem right, because remember, as a district attorney, which I did for 7 years, you're not allowed to be political. And then working for judges for the past 9.5 years, it didn't seem natural to be involved in a political process, because when you're working in those roles, it's all about justice, fairness, equality, and treating people without bias or prejudice or any political affiliation, certainly. It just seemed counterintuitive. Now that I've been in the process, I understand being out there and how important it is to connect with everybody in the district. And, you know, I've been to nursing homes, I've been to firehouses, I've been to polo matches and balls and galas. So I've met thousands of people, and it's really changed my look on the need to campaign and the need to be on the ground and to know the people in your district and to know the geography and to know what's going on in each of the districts. How would I know any of that unless I was out on the ground going to each of these places? So I did evolve from it. I mean, once I am elected, I have to divorce myself from all politics again. So I do understand some of the process. I mean, it still doesn't seem to make sense that why do you have to align yourself with a political party if once you're in office, you can't be political. But I will say that that aspect of it makes a lot of sense to me in getting to know the people of your district. And it has been so meaningful for me in the campaign because I've met some wonderful, wonderful people. And I've really enjoyed that part, meeting people in the district.
Well, I just wanted to, that's a great explanation, and it's one of the things that I sit here as a broadcaster and I look at, and I understand there's nothing like getting out and talking to people. And if you're just solely appointed, yes, you have the experience. Yes, you have all the acumen that you need, but it's nice before you enter that position to really get a feel of the people that you're going to represent.
Right, and the geography.
Yep.
Like, and what are they doing? What are they working on? All of that. What are their problems? What are their issues? What are the things that they're battling? You know, and what are the things that are working for them? That's all important, rather than to end up deciding a case in a vacuum and to not understand what the landscape is like for each of these counties. So. That part makes sense to me.
Well, once again, Linda, good luck. And, like I said, someone who ran for a Board of Education seat, I know how much time it takes, how much it takes away from your personal life and your professional life. And it's a commitment that goes to the community at large. And I respect everybody that takes on the challenge of running for the greater good. Election Day is coming up. If people want more information on you on the web, it is votelindamurray.com, votelindamurray.com. And you're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Yeah, and LinkedIn.
And LinkedIn. Linda.
I'm social media. social media everywhere.
Well, so. Thank you very much for your commitment and running. And I think there's no greater feeling than coming back and running in a district that you come from. I started in broadcasting many years ago and was able to come back and with a partner, co-start a radio station in the town that I was born and raised in.
And you know, we need good people to run, and people shouldn't run away from that and restore civility to the whole election process.
All right, Linda, once again, thank you for getting up early this morning and joining us, and good luck.
Of course. Thank you, Marshall. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
That is, once again, Linda Murray here on Robin Hood Radio.